You are no longer muted.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 24th of April, 2020. And this is the continuation of the Town of Curry Beach Emergency Management Meeting. May I have a motion to continue?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Mandy, before we get started, how many do we have on?
53 and growing.
53 and growing? Okay. Thank you all for joining. Today we're going to start with what we had discussed in our last meeting. We have spent time coming up with essentially a soft opening that we are going to discuss. And Mayor Pro Tem David Hagler, would you please read the amendments to the resolution?
Yes, sir. So for the rest of the council and for the public, the mayor and I worked with staff on this proposal. It was sent out to the commissioners and the department heads yesterday for their review, so that if there are any changes, we'll discuss those at this meeting. So if you do have concerns after this, please bring them up, staff and commissioners. And then if there's points we want to talk about, that I'll go through. So section 14, with the exception of section 7 of the New Hanover County Restated Declaration of State of Emergency signed April 13, 2020, this Fourth Amendment to the Declaration of a State of Emergency by the Town of Curry Beach hereby consents to, adopts, and incorporates herein by reference to restrictions in the New Hanover County Restated Declaration of State of Emergency signed by Julia Olson Bozeman, Chair of the Board of the County Commissioners, April 13th, to become effective at 5 p.m. and remain in effect until 5 p.m. on April 29, 2020, unless rescinded earlier or extended. This section is really just to exempt the beach closure so that we can do the following. So that's what that section was for council and the public. Section 15, and this is a proposal, so council, we will discuss this after reading. Town of Curry Beach will open beach access points and beaches at 12 p.m. on Monday, April 27, 2020, subject to the following mandatory restrictions. And the restrictions were pulled from looking at the adjacent beaches and to follow basically so that we're not adding anything on our beaches. Number one, all access points and beaches will be open for individual non-stationary exercise activities to include only walking, jogging, biking, swimming, and surfing / water sports. Individuals participating in such exercise activities must follow strict social distancing measures. No group shall have more than 10 people in accordance with Governor Cooper's guidance on social distancing. Lifeguards will not be on duty. Sunbathing, sitting, fishing, games, and all other activities will not be permitted on the beaches at this time. All beach equipment such as towels, blankets, chairs, tents, coolers, and umbrellas will not be allowed on the beaches at this time. Public restroom facilities will remain closed. All public on-street parking spaces and all town-owned parking lots are now closed to the public for any use except where allowed as part of the state of emergency. This includes all on-street parking spaces that are not obstructed by cones or barricades. Towing will be strictly enforced. Town of Curry Beach residents with a current re-entry decal will be permitted to utilize public on-street parking and open town parking areas, but must follow time parking restrictions in designated areas. And that's for the reference for downtown for the council. There will be limited public parking available for business use. This parking will be located adjacent to those essential businesses only that are open for business. This parking must be strictly...
Please mute your phone.
This parking must be strictly be used to assess those essential businesses only and not to access the beaches. Parking enforcement will be active in these locations. Handicap parking will be available at the Curry Beach Pier for placard handicap parking. Private parking lots may only be used in conjunction with parking for access to essential businesses that are open for business. In no event shall a private parking lot be used to park access to the beach. Violators of these restrictions are subject to being charged with a Class 2 misdemeanor, which is what the governor approved, a $500 civil fine for each violation, and the towing of non-compliant vehicles. Violations of these restrictions may lead to the reclosing of the beach. All town beach ordinances remain in effect, including no dogs on the beach, no glass on the beach, no alcohol on the beach, etc. So that's the proposal to council for our discussion today. What I propose is we let staff address any concerns they have or any issues, and then council open it up to discussion about specific points if they have some. That's my recommendation, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Each of the staff, I believe, has had an opportunity to read this and determine if there were any concerns for their particular departments. Let's start with the police chief.
We don't have necessarily any concerns. I guess the lifeguards would be telling people, advising people what they can and can't do, and then if they get in trouble or problems, then we'll go down and do the best we can to handle it and go from there. That's the only problem or only action I see. We will have to have, probably on the weekends, an extra duty guy for at least the first 2 weekends to see how it goes, and hopefully we won't have to have them after that. So we need to make arrangements to or to prepare for extra person on Saturday, Sunday from about 9 to 6 both days during for the 2 weekends. So those are only 2 things we really see there.
Chief, has the chiefs of either Surf City or Wrightsville Beach given you any input on how it's going so far since they've both been open for a little while?
I've talked to not the chiefs, but I've talked to other people, and okay, they have had some issues with people. Hopefully everybody will listen and move on and do what they're supposed to do, but if not, I guess we can close the beach down again.
Right. What kind of issues are in there?
Drinking chairs and drinking on the beach, sitting on the beach. Just in general, just not listening and going from there.
Sitting as in just plopping down or sitting with a chair?
Sitting in chairs, towels, sunbathing.
Yes, I talked to the town manager for Wrightsville Beach just to ask how it was going yesterday afternoon. I told him I'd be talking to him this afternoon at the end of the day and tomorrow, since yesterday wasn't a pretty day. They've written 2 $500 citations, one of them the first of the week and then one of them yesterday. That person also ended up getting a littering fine and then a parking fine yesterday as well. So it was about $700 or $800 a day for the beach. And then parking tickets, they said Lanier's just written a huge number of them. So that's sort of the status right now. His direction was, you're just going to have a lot of presence. So he said basically that they added staff to have presence on the beach strand as well as around the parking areas. And then Lanier has been watching it. So most of the tickets have been from Lanier, but they have had staff involved as well. So that's what I think we can expect as well.
Would you like me to bring up the parking issue now? Or spoke with Lanier today. They need us to do an open-ended contract so we can make it short-term. We can extend it if we need to. The attorney would have to write it up. I'm giving you all guidelines of what they need. I think it's pretty straightforward, and then we would have to also lease a golf cart from somewhere. I've spoken with Sun Funds.
Sun Funds ready for that?
Yeah, he just said it would be up until he would have to have it by the second week of June, I believe. So hopefully we won't be on that.
Exactly right.
Yeah, let's hope.
Or we'll figure out something else. Another town attorney's on. Can you guys take that for action right after this meeting to get the contract squared away? What I proposed in this to council was Monday morning, and you need to have them. I think you definitely need the parking ready, so we need the contract. They were informed that we'd be coordinating with them over the weekend as we work for it, correct? And they were okay with that? They're going to disappear. Lanier? Yeah.
I told them we were meeting at 4 o'clock and we needed something. I don't know if it can be done today or if it's just going to be done Monday. I'm not sure when we're meeting again. I'm not sure how long it's going to take the attorney to draw it up and do what he needs to do. So I would say by Monday, I hope we could have it. and go from there. If we have a meeting on Monday night, you guys could approve it. And
well, I think council will extend this meeting, and we'll, when you're ready, we'll either, at the end of this, I'll ask council to give the mayor approval with you as the department head to enter in the contract. Okay. I think we can do that, right, Mandy? I think town attorney, I know you're on the phone. Is that something that you feel, I know you had some questions, but can you take that offline and you and the police chief get that worked out this afternoon?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. So he'll be calling you as soon as we wrap up this meeting, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, this, the charges, is that's just an hourly charge? They've got a weekly amount. If it's raining or the weather's bad and we call them off, they're just going to bill us for the hours that they have to work.
That's what I read in here, and we can make sure we put that in the contract. I asked for a minimum and what he thought maximum would be. That's why he did the hourly rate and the rate for the 9 to 6, Sunday to Sunday, basically.
Sure.
So I didn't want to enter into a contract with no amount and then...
No, exactly right. No. I think a time and material contract is the right way to go, right? And that's what this is.
This of course is going to cost a little money to manage that. Based on the amount of tickets they've been writing at Wrightsville, that'll be a new experience for some people who visit us here, but we are going to control that parking. And if you're not local, you're going to need to find a place to park. It won't be on the street. Okay, anything else, Chief?
I think that's it for now.
So Andy or you, Mike, if you guys need me this weekend, you know how to reach me.
Yes, sir.
And if we can't get this worked out by Monday, would you be able to cover this until we get the contract in place? Is that sort of your plan?
Yeah, that's the plan. It's okay. For us just to handle it.
So then you're not telling us to wait on it. You're just saying you need the contract long term. If you had to, you would cover it in the short term while we're working out. Okay, perfect. That's what I was looking for.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Good work. Got a lot done in a short period of time there. John, building inspection.
I don't really have any updates, sir. I'm available on Monday to help Chief needs help.
Okay. Thank you, John. Since you are an enforcement officer. How about you, Jim? Any concerns here?
No concerns. I talked with Mr. Hagler this morning about possibly blocking off some more parking lots. We do have the materials in place if need be. We also put out some new garbage cans and stuff at the accesses so when people walk off,
right,
stuff like that. So we're pretty much ready to go.
So when will you pull the boards off of the access points?
We'll probably start around 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Okay.
So everything should be open by 12 o'clock. So.
All right. Are we going to block off all the way up I, or are we just going to write tickets to?
That's what we're going to talk about. So I asked him to have the materials ready in case we need it. I was going to ask the police chief, is it better on I Avenue to just block off that other portion or not? Which way, or let Lanier enforce that? I'm just asking your opinion because I just wanted Jimmy to make sure he had the materials if we decided there were areas you recommend.
We have the first block roped off, but then is it, of course, then the second block is for the well house is,
right.
Then the third one would be the one that a citizen has expressed some concern about.
Yeah, I'd love it if we don't block it off, if we could put a sign, and I don't know how you would even do that, we'd have to make a sign.
Make a sign.
Decal only, decal right. Parking only, or
everywhere
whatever.
The sign.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to see it and park there.
I'd rather just rope it off. I mean, what is the sign? Just rope
I'm
it
open to council. I just wanted Public Works ready for what council wanted or the police.
Just do like the others.
I don't have an opinion.
We'll so tape it off, whatever you call it.
Okay, I mean, there's Joe's recommending it taped off. Anybody have a different opinion?
I'm fine with roping it off, but I would really have a hard feeling either way. I'm fine if we decide to rope it off.
I mean, the residents there all have driveways and garages, and
right.
So that's not an issue. Yes, John.
I've got three duplexes under construction right there. I'm just now getting aware of the contractors will tell their guys to park on I Avenue. Just saying, we're going to have more problems on the street again. I mean.
Well, we can leave some of those open. That was one of the things that was cut out of this recommendation that we still need to talk about is how do we deal with contractors and stuff. So if you have a solution, it's a perfect time to talk about it. Because, you know, Jimmy could block off half of it or whatever. We have the materials now. That's all I wanted to make sure Public Works was ready for our plan. But, you know, there's landscapers and there's other contractors. They typically park really sort of on the street, which I know you get a lot of grief from the citizens from. But we're going to have to deal with them as well. And I'll look for you guys for a recommendation. If you want some of those spots designated contractor parking for that building, I think we could do that. That's why I'm looking for a staff to the record. That's why that was cut out of the recommendation and sent to you guys.
I would think it would be reasonable to just wait and see if there is a problem and then block off.
Okay.
So you would say leave the block open for contractors, and if it becomes an issue, rope it off and mark a few.
Yep.
Is that your recommendation?
That's what I would do.
Anybody have a problem with that?
I'm good with that.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, we'll have the materials. We can do it really fast, so we'll have the materials at Public Works.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you for getting ready, Jim.
It helps when we can anticipate a couple issues and avoid them. So, anything else, Jim?
No, sir, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Nikki.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The first update is about the food drive, and thank you to the citizens for the tremendous response there. The monetary value we've collected so far is $9,960, and we dropped off two truckloads of food yesterday and are well on our way to the next truckload. So
two truckloads and rounding at
$10,000. Correct, at the moment. And we have
outstanding work, Curie Beach. Outstanding work, Nikki, and Parks and Recreation, and outstanding work by the commissioners that recommended this action. Tremendous.
And we had help from police.
I saw they're still putting stuff outside as we're speaking.
Oh, excellent. And the second item is the dog park. The county and Wilmington have both opened their dog parks, and I know the reason we closed ours was we didn't want to be the magnet. We're the only ones being opened. So I wanted to bring that forward to see if you guys were ready to open the dog park.
Do you have a recommendation at all, Nikki?
Carolina Beach is still closed. So I would say maybe when we open the beach, we open the dog park because the Carolina Beach residents will be able to walk their dogs on the beach in the evening and in the mornings. So it won't create a magnet over the weekend, but maybe at noon on Monday when the beach opens, we can also open the dog park.
Well, that logic sounds reasonable to me.
I think we need to make it very clear that if we have other problems, we continue to have problems, we'll shut it back down again.
Well, there really isn't any areas to park, right? I would imagine it's mostly going to be locals, and you're right. The Carolina Beach folks can take their dogs on the beach. We do not, and we'll give a solution to our people. Any thoughts on that? Is that a problem from anybody's perspective?
No, I'm fine with it. We just got to get the point across that, you know, more than nine people there at a time, they need to practice their social distancing while they're there. If we have a problem, we'll make a recommendation again.
Right.
I'll update the sign.
Okay.
Great recommendation.
Good recommendation. So we'll deal with that because it'll mean that we have to make another revision here.
No, we did not.
I think that was part.
Didn't we identify that?
No.
We just have it under parks.
We didn't.
We
didn't put it in the state of emergency. Neither did Carolina Beach or the county. They all did it under their general.
Okay, so then I guess we just pull the signs down.
Right. We'll put it on the website and it might be announced along with this.
Right. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you,
Nikki.
Mm-hmm. So Beth said that you guys made a motion to close it, so I guess make a motion to open it back up.
We'll make a motion we reopen the dog park.
Okay. At the same time.
At the same time as the beach.
Okay.
Well, we haven't done that yet, sorry. At noon on Monday. There you go.
Sometime Monday.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Beth.
Keep us right. How about Mandy?
Are we still going to go with the noon on Monday or morning?
We haven't answered that yet.
Haven't
it's the
yet.
Recommendation mm-hmm. council has to decide. We still have to talk through all the points if there's
okay.
any changes. That's right.
So as far as back to the parking for just a second, I got an email from a resident asking that I make the comment public. It's David Garceau to council to mark the public right away as no parking opposite the 10454 Fort Fisher Boulevard South Beach access in front of the base. We have lots of cars that park on the grass in the public right away on busy days. I expect that to be a go-to spot for people when the beach is open.
Yep, and they'll be getting tickets if they park there on their park. Because I'll pull the park if they don't have a Cary Beach resident park is closed.
Okay.
At least the way we read the state of Mercy.
I think that's in the right of way.
It is.
So then we need to change it to say in the right of way as well.
I mean, he has a good point. We don't need people loaded up along that strip.
In the way we wrote ours was in it.
Yeah. So, Chief, tell us what you need us to write in here because we'll change that one, I think. At least council's intentions, I understood, is to empower you to stop any parking anywhere in town.
The way we wrote it in the ordinance or is. In the state of Mercy is in a marked space, I do believe. If you own the right of way, the way it is, you can park there.
Right.
I don't know how we would enforce that if.
Well, so he's talking about across from the base. So the base owns it. Do you need a note from the base?
Somewhere right there from the fence in front of the base, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
so,
on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know
what
you're
talking
about. Between the ditch and the road.
That means people can walk on the beach and go park down there?
Oh, yeah.
It's loaded up in the summer?
Well, every circle will park
yeah.
there because they can
well, the
come circle, through.
Really,
yeah, so his point is a great point.
Yeah.
And I think the chief, if you need us.
You would have to pick and choose right of ways because at your right of way, you can park in your right of way and you would have to pick and choose.
Right there on the avenue.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. But, so a homeowner can park in there right away.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So I guess the United States Air Force can park along there. But well, in any case, Jimmy, do we have a sign? Do we have signs?
Yes,
no
sir.
Parking?
We found about 10 signs this morning. Yeah.
Good.
Good. I think we ought to put them up.
Yeah, that was the only reason I didn't say anything about the right of way because
yep.
of the way it's written in our ordinance.
Okay.
So
that's a great point.
It would. It's a great point. It would be my view. We put up no parking signs.
Yep.
Okay. One on each side, or no parking between signs, or whatever the sign says, and let's block that area because
okay.
they will park there like they always do,
okay.
and we're gonna tell Lanier to ticket that.
There's signs on the other side, on the ocean dune side. So yeah.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
That work, Chief?
I think so.
Okay.
Does that work, Andy?
Andy, does that work? Did you follow that conversation?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Good input.
Yeah, John can drive us all down there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Mandy?
Yeah.
Arlen, money.
To support, I guess, what Mike was talking about for the potential contract with Lanier, prepared a budget amendment mm-hmm. that I would need council to review and approve that would provide some additional funds to the police department budget. So I proposed $10,000 as a starting point that would definitely cover, probably at least the first month.
Yep.
So I can provide council with a copy of that.
Yep. And you just took it from the general fund balance?
Yes.
I make a motion to approve the submitted budget amendment to support funding parking controls from the general fund as presented.
Second.
Any discussion from the commissioners? Alan?
No comment.
John?
No, fine.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll sign that right now.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think I missed any one of the department heads, did I?
Ed is on the line.
Ed, you're on the line?
Chief Kennedy?
I was just texting, but he could hear you. That's my piece to say.
Star 6, if you're on mute, Chief.
It's around here.
There you go.
Okay. You have any concerns based on the information?
No, sir.
I'm sorry, I talked over you. Ed, was that a no?
Yeah, no concern. Very briefly, I met with the county leader today at public safety. There was no changes operationally. And then Monday, regarding the ECO, I'll make sure to get the chief out to ensure that our message is clear on the same page.
Okay. Okay, Chief, thank you. Any questions for the chief?
I have one. Chief, it's Alan. Are your lifeguards patrolling and then, depending on how busy the beach is, they will go back to the station? Will they stay on the beach more once we open things up?
Yes, sir. And I'll make sure to utilize lifeguards. We've been kind of using firefighters and lifeguards over the past few weeks. So they'll all be patrolling with lifeguard can just in case they do need to rescue anyone.
Okay. Any other questions for him? Thank you, Chief Kennedy. And gentlemen, as you accumulate charges, make sure we keep score. This is a state of emergency. Okay.
So, Mr. Mayor, my proposal is if council wants just to go one by one, now that we've got inputs from all the department heads on the sections to see if there's any recommended changes or concerns, we can work through section 15 and then start at the beginning, right? So
yep.
Is it council's will that this action take place at noon on Monday, April 27th? That's the first question for council.
And the biggest concern that I have, and I think Chief answered that they'll take care of the parking. It might be a push to get Lanier on site Monday by noon.
Well, that's why I asked if he had a plan, and he does, so that's what we're looking for, right?
Yeah, I think that's a good point.
And then, number one,
did you have input, Mike?
We do need to give an amount for the fine, too. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
That's right, we'll get to that wherever it is. I know she gave us the.
Yeah.
That's right here. Don't worry. Let's work through these, then we'll get to the amount. Right. Thank you. No, that's good.
It's in there, whatever.
I just put it right to the side so I can make sure I don't mess up again. Okay, so point number one, activities, walking, jogging, biking, swimming, and surfing / water sports. Fishing was considered as we look through this. And when we look, no other beaches are doing surf fishing at this time, so that's why I didn't put it in. Is council comfortable with what's in, or do you want to discuss other activities?
I think that fishing requires you to be pretty stationary to watch your pole, and I think you're going to need a cooler to stick the fish in or the bait, which is problematic, particularly if people are expected to keep moving on the beach. I think they'll be moving around you. As much as I would love to let that happen, I don't see that being conducive at this point in time, but that's my view. I don't know how the other rest of you feel.
I hate it, but right now we need to keep the people moving.
Okay.
UI especially.
Joe?
I have a question regarding other water sports. Do you gentlemen think that includes kayaking? And yes, if you get your kayak out in the water, you're in the water and you're paddling around, but that. If you've got one of the sit on top big float kayak, you're not just running out into the water and swimming. It takes a little bit of effort to get from your house or your crossover to get your kayak down the beach, across the beach, if you will, and into the water.
Well, I think that's the same for surfers putting on wetsuits and everything else. I think if someone's lollygagging, the police or lifeguards will handle that. But I think if you're going out into the water, including with a kayak or a stand-up paddleboard or anything else, as long as you're not using it as an excuse to sit on the beach, I think you'll be fine. So my opinion is water sports are water sports, and that's covered under there.
And you could even fish from your kayak because you won't be on the beach.
I think if the lifeguards or the police come back with, hey, this is a problem for us, we can change this if we need to, but that's going to be a small problem with all the other problems. Okay, so then number two, I assume everyone's okay with must follow strict social distancing measures since that's in the governor's order. Number three, the limitation on 10 people is also in the governor's order, so I assume no one's okay. Everyone's okay.
We got it already.
Yep. Thank you. There you go.
Thank you.
Number four says lifeguards will not be on duty, and while they'll be cruising the beach enforcing it, we don't want people to think that I can go out and swim anywhere and I'm protected like we normally are, because I don't want them to have the thoughts that lifeguards are sitting there watching them in the water. They're actually policing the beach. So
there will be no towers.
That's right.
Right. So they will not be seeing the depth into the water that they would normally see.
That's right. Sunbathing, sitting, fishing, games, and all other activities not permitted. That's just to encourage people to continue moving. Assist more exercise, which is in accordance with the governor's order. Beach towels not being there, just like you talked about, Craig, to not encourage people to sit. Mm-hmm. Our public restrooms protects us from exposing our public works employees to exposing themselves to COVID-19. And because it's the beaches for basically residents and people that have somewhere else private parking, that means they have a restroom available to them. All the parking, this is really just to make sure that in just like all the other beaches that have opened this time, we're opening the beach for exercise for people that are associated with Curie Beach, right? Not for everyone inland, and definitely not to encourage people to drive 2.5 hours to go to the beach. So that's what the parking one is for. The reentry decal, we issued every citizen 2 decals in January, and they were mailed out. So we have decals, plus they have their private property to park on. So the decals is an easy way to help Lanier Park and our police department enforce our parking restrictions. And then parking available for the businesses. We do want to support our businesses. They are struggling, so we will mark some parking for them downtown so that people can go enjoy Freddy's and Jack's, which is opening tonight, I saw on the sign, and Beach House Burger when they open, and the pier when the pier eventually opens as well. So we'll be working with business owners on making sure there's enough parking down there to support their businesses.
I did want to make one point for the folks on the phone that the timed parking, if you have the sticker, you can park in the available places. But I would tell you, you are expected to follow the 30-minute rule if you park there on K in front of the businesses. It is not, so if you have a sticker, it doesn't mean you can park there an hour. It means you can park there 30 minutes. Just a point, that is for pickup.
Yep. And we'll get some signage on that.
Yeah,
so we're going to mark specific spaces. This is Freddy's pickup spaces, or we're going to...
I think we're just going to mark for business pickup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I work with Mandy and Jimmy on exactly the signs, but we'll work out something for Monday. And then private parking lots and private property in general, so we put private parking lots. But one of the concerns that Riceville Beach had is every person suddenly becomes a friend to 100 people, and they had private lots that had 2 cars the day before they opened and 7 cars the day after they opened, because all their friends in Wilmington and New Hanover County came down to visit. I encourage our citizens, as you're listening to this, and I'll put this in my update that goes out tomorrow about this, that now is not the time for your house to become the host for people to come down. You know, if you're 20, I'll use my son as an example. My 21-year-old friend, my 21-year-old son is not going to become the friend of every 21-year-old in Wilmington to come park at my house to be down. And I know my house always has lots of cars because there's so many drivers, but just make sure you're paying attention to that. I'll put it in my note. You want the council to look at that before I send it out. So if council has anything to add or anything to change, now's the time, I think. And then whenever you guys are ready, we'll look for a motion.
How are we going? When and if the pier opens, we might gets that ready to go. How are we going to handle pure parking?
So
downtown area.
We're talking with Mr. Robertson. He has two lots, and we talked to him about, okay, we don't want people coming and paying the fee to fish and then going to the beach. And so he said he could manage that. He would probably have some kind of, and this is not. He hasn't decided exactly how to do it. He's not opening yet. He's just planning on that, so we have time to work with him on that. But we are engaged with talking to him. Both the mayor and I have talked to Mr. Robertson about his plans, and he is working through that right now to try to figure out exactly how to do that. But and we told him please come to council with concerns and recommendations and requests so we can help work through this together, and he's very positive about that.
So are we going to consider the parking on this side of K Avenue, you know, the diagonal parking, is that all going to be 30 minutes? Is all downtown parking going to be 30 minutes?
We had not done that, but we can talk about it. That parking was just public parking, like along the street.
Right.
Which means that anybody.
A Gary Beach sticker.
Yeah. If you got a Gary Beach sticker, you can park there as long as you want.
Atlantic Club, we're going to continue to leave it.
That would be my recommendation.
Yes. Sure.
And we're going to block off the community center parking.
Yeah, that's the yes. Other one that the police chief asked is that we block off the community center parking lot as well, since we're not using it.
I'm good with that. I just want to make sure we talk about the K Avenue parking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the 30 minutes is just to the east of 421, right there.
I'm good.
The one business district. And then the rest is parking
by
residential sticker. That's right. By Gary Beach 2020 sticker. Not 2019, not 2014, 2020.
Can Gary Beach residents with their sticker park in the town hall parking lot?
Sure.
Yeah, we're not going to block off the town hall parking lot.
This is their parking lot, so yeah. Absolutely.
And I think the last thing that Tim Owens, the Riceville Beach town manager, said is, look, when you go into this, you're going to find problems. He said they're still working out the issues. So he said don't expect it to be perfect. And let your citizens know it's probably not going to be perfect, but just keep working on it. And that's sort of what I think we're going to end up finding.
I'm sure the Facebook warriors will let us know what's wrong.
Yeah, or our emails.
Well, yep. Improvements are greatly expected.
There you go.
Right.
So if council doesn't have any changes and they're comfortable with this and the departments are comfortable with this, and I'm just looking for a motion, or I'll make the motion.
I'll make the motion that we adopt it by the document provided by Mayor Pro Tem Hagler for section 15 of the declaration.
Did you want to take a question?
Yeah, I was thinking during the questions. I'm going to take questions.
You'll take questions before we take questions? Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
We may, it might be.
We want to do section 14 too, right?
Yeah, 14. The whole declaration, this is the whole thing.
Right.
So he'll sign it for everything. The only change is
okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are opening for questions. You know the drill, name and address.
Hi, this is Ed Banyo, 337 South Fork District.
Thank you.
So I have two comments, one question, one comment. Is we joined about 2 minutes late, so is there going to be a curfew for how long people can be on the beach?
No.
Okay, so if there's no curfew, what are we doing about, are we going to continue to use the call 911 after the control end?
If you see, I guess the best choice for that would, yeah. Chief, would the best choice be 411 or 911? 911.
Yes. Not a joke in our town.
So if you see somebody out on the beach, in the dark, doing things they're not supposed to be doing, that's what you should do.
Which would be a dog, a glass, or more than 10 people.
Right. So.
When does the control end?
Well, we're going to keep that a secret.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be well into the early evening at least.
Okay, so the only comment I have is I'm somewhat concerned about people illegally parking in people's private driveways since nobody is here. So I'm not sure how we can watch out for that, but that could be something to pay attention to.
Well, you have an excellent thought there, and it is something we've been thinking about. Obviously, there can be anyone on the telephone, and we will have a plan for that, and we actually won't share it. We wouldn't want that plan defeated. So I hope you'd understand that we are going to police these private driveways, and we are policing them in two ways. One is through the short-term rental work that is being done by the compliance officer for the building codes. And the police will be watching that as well. So keep on thinking. We're in the same spot. Thank you for those questions.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you guys for doing a great job. So.
Thank you.
And our internal controls that allow...
Our what?
Turtle control.
Our turtle patrol.
Oh, the turtle patrols, when they start, John, when do they start? May 1st?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
the turtle patrols will be occurring.
That's required by our beach rehearsal. So even if the beach was closed, just like the police and lifeguards, the turtle patrols will occur.
They will be out there. They will be marking nests, and everybody needs to do what they usually do is respect those nests.
All right, thank you.
You bet.
Hey, this is Captain Norman at 2014 Fisher Point. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
So I felt just a little confusion on when you have those reentry decals where you can and cannot park, and is this on all public parking and all beach access points, or just certain ones? And for example, where Elk Avenue dead ends into Atlantic Avenue, there's like a public lined off spot right there beside 7 feet in, those types of places. I don't know if you can or cannot park. And then the other question is, how is this going to align with the stay-at-home order that's going to May 8th? Y'all plan on doing this until May 8th and then loosening up a more after that, or is this kind of week by week that you're going to go?
So two great questions. The first question is, for any barricaded public parking, we're going to leave all the beach accesses barricaded. Obviously, you can't go through the barricade. For any on-the-street parking or public parking, if you have a Cure Beach decal, you can park in it. The one exception is the business district at by the pier is 30-minute parking. So that's the exception. So if the parking lot is not barricaded off and you have a decal that's a 2020 decal, you can park there. You should still use your private parking.
Okay.
The second question is, we are still waiting to see what the county is going to do. So this council will continue to meet and respond to what the county and state do. So right now, the county's state of emergency expires next Wednesday. We're meeting with them, the mayor and I, on Monday to see what they're going to do, and then council will meet to respond to whatever actions they take. The same with the mayor. The mayor continued his state of emergency to May 8th. I wrote to council today, as well as to the county and the leadership of Riceville, Carolina Beach, and Wilmington, that at least the emergency manager's position, not our council's position, because we haven't taken a position, but my recommendation to council is the stay-at-home order continues to limit any changes to our parking that we're talking about doing, and short-term rentals in my mind. Now, that's just my mind. Everyone doesn't agree, or may not agree with that. So we will be meeting again next week to align up our state of emergency, whatever the county does. And the county is watching what the governor does. So if you look at the governor's order, he said that we can be no less restrictive than he is. And to me, his stay-at-home order translates in Curie Beach to restrictions on public parking and short-term rentals. That's the way I see it. I don't know if everybody on council.
Okay, that's a good point, that the short-term rentals are also excluded from May 8th, and so we'll just wait until we find out next Wednesday that's even extended further than that time too.
Well, I didn't, that's what I said, that's my position. That doesn't say they're extended to them. Right now, our state of emergency takes them to the end of April. We will have to do something next week, but we're waiting to see what the county's going to do. And my recommendation to council when we talk about it next week will be we extend them in alignment with the governor's restrictions if the county doesn't have something more restrictive. But I will
have to answer. Thank you for answering my question.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
David Jack, 729 Fort Fisher.
Sure, David, go ahead.
I want to say that the very comprehensive we got to do here, kind of no question. One suggestion I have is online on the beach, put signs up that say that no dogs are permitted on Curie Beach. If you're going to have people standing on Catalina Beach, you're wondering why not the Curie Beach.
Yes, just like we do all summer long. The police chiefs agree with me.
Okay.
Their rules will actually be the same as our rules. I understand. Pretty close.
Well, except the dogs.
Well,
they allow
that's true.
Dogs after hours. And we fight this every year, starting this time of the year. Actually, on April 1st. So our police chief's well aware of the issues, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Any other questions? I don't want to rush.
Hey, this dog. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, this is Pat.
This is Pat.
And I'm wondering about what happened to last week's day of the court, and that we had 30-40% of seniors here that were at risk, and that now we're, it seems like a done deal, opening our beach, and we already know that Riceville has had problems, and certainly know that Carolina Beach will. And I'm just wondering if we're not opening a can of worms here and going to a lot of expense to have a few people get exercise.
Yes, ma'am.
That's
so,
what the reason is.
Yes, ma'am. So if you'll listen to the Wednesday meeting, we talked in depth about meeting with New Hanover Regional Medical Center and their 12 metrics that they're tracking. Remember at the beginning of this, the town strategy was to support the public health system so that we all have access to public health care if we have any type of problem, whether it's a heart attack or COVID-19 or anything. Since that time, the county's added 300% capacity to support COVID-19 victims. Since that time, the county or the New Hanover Regional Medical Center has reached out and resourced PPE such that they feel comfortable with the amount of PPE that they have on hand to respond, and then other 10 metrics that they have tracking where they are offering. The health professionals said that while they can't recommend we do anything and they'd like us to stay where we were, their report was that right now they have metrics that they're monitoring and that all their metrics are green, and that they would reach out and flag if any of their metrics went red. And that was the discussion from the county and from the beach towns at Wilmington. And so that's why you're seeing actions taken by at least Carolina Beach, Curie Beach, and Wilmington. Riceville Beach went earlier than that information was available. But we will be watching their metrics as this goes forward.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's wonderful that they have enough to take care of us, and I don't want to get sick in the first place.
Well, that is...
And a lot of people coming here raise my risk, but thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Vince Shaw, JFU. Hey, can you open up that softball field for safe distancing for recreational activities?
So the softball field...
The baseball field.
The baseball field, all team sports fields are closed by the governor, not by us. So that was in his state of emergency and the county state of emergency. If those change, then we would change our actions. But those are closed in accordance with the governor and the county's team sports closures. Same with the basketball
court. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
This is Carol at Oxygen, 662 Blue Point Lane.
Okay, Carol, thank you.
I have two questions.
Sure.
My first question is regarding the swimming. I know you said that swimming was going to be allowed, and my concern is parents bringing children to go swimming. And, of course, the kids are going to be in the water. The parents are going to be standing along, you know, outside the water watching their kids. Are they in violation of this rule, or will they be allowed to do that?
I would suggest they get in the water, too, particularly since there are no lifeguards. I would say that okay. They should not be standing on the beach watching their kids swim.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else has any other opinion. By the way, that's a great question.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the lifeguards and the police are going to have to kind of flexibly deal with a bunch of these issues. If you're standing there and they tell you to start moving and you start pacing back and forth, I think that's fine, but you're not going to be able to sit down. You're not going to be able to put a towel down. So, I mean, there's going to be 100 of these type issues. Mm-hmm. That's why we're watching Riceville Beach and reaching out and talking to them so we can understand them. And, you know, some people...
So we're not trying to be punitive, but we are trying to limit the desire to go to the beach for other than exercise, which is what this is actually designed for. Not to watch others exercise, but for you to exercise.
All right. And my other question is, we have a neighborhood beach access, which many neighborhoods in Curry Beach have. And what can we do to prevent people from parking in our beach access? Will Lanier be policing the whole town or just town parking?
So Lanier cannot enforce private property parking. Just like your homeowners association, I assume some of the homeowners association had no contract with towing companies. That's something to talk about with your homeowners association. Or they could block it off if your homeowners association wanted to do that. Yeah. That's something for your homeowners
association. Yeah, I know Curry Beach Village has a contract with a towing company. If you don't have a permit in your window, they'll tow your car.
So,
and I apologize, but I do have one other question.
You don't have to apologize. Go ahead.
We have a lot of seasonal residents here, and one in particular has been calling me continuously to find out that the beach is going to open so they can come down. And I understand that they want to come. My concern is that they live in Fairfax County, Virginia, which has the highest number of cases in Virginia, and how can we protect ourselves, because once the beach opens, that opens the floodgates for people to come.
Well, One is, we have not restricted owners from using their properties. I don't think that is something that we have the ability to do. So if they own a property here, people will come. There still are only takeout restaurants. There still is no sitting on the beach, sunning on the beach. So, I mean, I don't know. The only other thing that you could do, I'm not sure what else we can do. Hopefully they will stay in place as they're supposed to, and you will keep your social distance from them.
All right, thank you.
I wish I had a better answer. I just don't. Any others?
Avenue.
Hey, these are all good questions. No, no questions bad. Yes, sir.
Mr. Mayor, the illegal parking, if somebody parks on or in front of private property, is that a $500 fine and a tow?
Is that, by the way, we read the state of emergency, the officer could do all of those. It's up to a $500 fine, up to a class 2 misdemeanor, up to towing. So we, just like many of our ordinances, we leave discretion to our police officers, and we have well-trained police officers to deal with issues. But yes, it could be all of those if the person is a problem with our police officer.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I have a question.
Of course, Commissioner, you may have a comment.
One of the nice citizens that were on the phone triggered this for me to mention. One of our items says all beach equipment such as towels on and on and on. If I go over to swim, can I carry a towel to like dry off or put around my shoulders when I'm walking back to the house? Is the towel illegal or just putting it down on the same?
Stretching it out and lying on it.
Yeah, stretching it out and lying on it.
So if I'm carrying it, I can have a towel.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. And when you go in the water, if you want to throw it in a lump,
right,
where you're going to come out of the water, I guess that has to be okay.
Yeah.
Right? But don't spread it and don't lay on it.
Right, that's right.
Okay. I hear no other. I'm sorry, I talked over you. Please repeat.
This is Kathleen Zeminski from 714 San Luis Lane.
Yes, Kathleen.
I wanted to go back to Harrison's very good point, I thought, about coming from up north. There are places that say, when you come into your Sierra, you got to self-quarantine for 14 days with coming from outside. Is there anything like that could be used in a situation like that?
Well, other areas are doing it. I mean, other parts of the state have put that in their states of emergency. Some of the mountain counties, that you should have 14 days worth of food prepared to stay. But I don't necessarily see why. That's another one of the things, how do you enforce it? So why do you have to go down that road? I would hope if somebody was coming down here that they would stay in place, but that's not what happened.
Well, truth of the matter is...
It's a good point, but other places are trying, but I don't know how you enforce it.
None of these things make us safer.
No.
It just means that we are at the point where we are seeing leveling for the area. We are seeing the hospital in an excellent position. We still need to practice. We all still need to practice. And if you see somebody who's not practicing social distancing, I think you should tell them. And because it's all going to depend on all of us. We can't enforce everything. And some we cannot enforce, and some we don't have the resources to enforce. So We all have to work together on that. It's a good question, Kathleen, but we are not in a position to force people to quarantine.
Yeah, I think my concern is just what Commissioner Oliver said. I don't really like putting things in place that fool people into thinking we can enforce it when we can't. I think the mayor's exactly right. For those of us in the target populations, and I might be one of those people, I think it's very important for us to do the things that we have within our control, the social distancing, the not being in a crowd. And really, I don't want us to other people or say that other people are bad, but you should really limit the people that you're associating with in this time, regardless of. As we go to Food Lion or Home Depot or whatever, I was at Home Depot this week and the parking lot was completely full and half the people were walking like it was normal, right? They weren't 6 feet apart, they were all over each other. And I was in my car watching and I just turned around and drove away because I didn't need it that bad. And I think those are the type of things we have to control, the things that are within our control. And then what the council is trying to do is balance the fact that, you know, people want to do things in our community, we want to support that. We also want to protect ourselves. And really, as we've said, the strategy for all the actions that I've recommended this council through this entire event is to make sure that no matter what happens to you, if you go to New Hanover Regional Medical Center, you get the same care you would have got 3 months ago. And New Hanover Regional Medical Center has said that is where they are right now. So it's not, none of the actions we've taken protected you, it's the stuff you've done that's protected you. The actions we've taken is to protect your access to healthcare. That's what we've done. And to protect, to ensure that you have a fireman or a police officer that will show up when needed, and town staff that, to do the things, that you keep the services when needed, and public works to make sure that your trash is picked up and your water and sewer stay on. That's the actions that this council has been recommending and have taken all through this process, and will continue to do that. If the hospital flags one of their 12 criteria, and in a meeting, the hospital director says to me and to the other emergency managers and leaders in the room that, look, we're concerned we will be rationing health care because these metrics you want read, I can guarantee you I will come back the next day and recommend this council that we reverse this action and any other actions that we think of to ensure that you have health care, because that's the job of the council, that's the job of government.
Yeah, and directly and simply stated, the only thing that's changed is there's a new place to walk. And we have done our best to make sure that that particular place to walk is not a draw for non-residents. Parking has become difficult and other things. So simply, there's a new place to walk, and we have tried to make sure that it's not a draw for unnecessary visits. The rest is, I agree 100% with what David said. You have made this successful by practicing what you needed to practice. Don't stop practicing. You keep yourself healthy. There's nothing we can do beyond what we're trying to do that would make that any better. Your actions are the major actions on health.
So if council has no...
Yes?
Yeah, this is Ed Farmer Ram, C-Rex. I'm just curious about the restrictions on the beach. I fly sports kite. Would that be allowed?
Only if you're walking.
I do walk and my arms are always moving.
Well, as long as you're walking, then I think you'd be fine. If you stand in one place and fly, I'm sure a lifeguard or a police officer will be talking to you.
Sounds good.
Hi, this is Ed Bandu again from 337 Fort Fisher Boulevard.
Yep.
Just one thing, I wanted to agree with Kathleen who talked before. Whether you can enforce the rule or not,
I think it's appropriate to say that a 14-day self-quarantine for people coming from out of the area is a reasonable request, because basically you would get 25% of the people who didn't want to do that not to show up. So I think it's a reasonable thing to think about. So thanks for your listening. I'll turn back.
It's a selfish act if they travel here.
Thank you. What's that?
Nothing. I'm not going to get started on it.
Okay, thank you.
So is it council's wish that we make a section 16, and if you travel, I'm just asking council. I'm not in favor. I'm asking so we can move on, right? Two citizens brought it up. We can investigate that. Or not, but I just want council's thoughts.
I'd like to see the county put something like that into place before we go out on a limb or have a conversation with the county before we would even discuss doing that.
But I mean, that would go into your child lives in Raleigh and they want to come down here and stay, you know, which I've heard a lot of people, family members coming and staying. I mean, where do you stop it? Who's allowed and who's not allowed? There's no way to answer that.
I'm just asking a question.
No. I'm just saying, but I'm just thinking it through.
Like I said before, I'm personally not in favor of putting anything in our state of emergency that we can't enforce, because when you do that, then people start thinking you want to enforce the other part. So as an emergency manager, dealing with citizens for multiple hurricanes and fires and the police department over the years, I've always been in favor of the town should not send anything out that they do not expect to enforce, and that's helped us in many ways. So as the hurricane emergency manager, we've told people we would enforce the curfew. People believe that and evacuate because they know that we are brutal about it. Including writing tickets for people that have lived here for their whole lives and are older than me, because I just want to make sure that citizens understand when council says we're going to do something, our police department, our building inspector, our fire department really do a great job of enforcing those. I know there's people that would say, oh, you don't enforce this or that, but just in general, the town has a reputation specifically compared to the neighbors to the north of us about we're serious. Well, and I don't want to...
Well, that's what I was saying, making the comment, you don't want someone to come from Virginia. But if your cousin comes from Charlotte, in people's minds, that's going to be perfectly okay.
I mean, so I'll weigh in on this.
How do you do it?
I'll weigh in on this one as well. From my perspective, you are not expected to quarantine today unless you have tested positive. Is that wrong?
Right.
So I don't know how you ask people who have not tested positive to make sure they quarantine. I just don't know how to do that. So I am not in favor of that. I'm in favor of people using logic. And if the neighbors are concerned, they certainly can talk to them.
Well, I definitely think it's something that I agree with Alan. We should forward this request to the county because they're considering their state of emergency. So, I mean, from the standpoint of our citizens have a thought, I think I'm with Alan. We can forward that to the county as they're considering what they're going to do about their state of emergency, because they're changing theirs right now. I know Chris Cudrow and the county commissioners are talking about it over the weekend so that we can meet on Monday, because they have one expiring Wednesday. They have to do something.
But I think our staff would tell us that they've spent enough time just trying to trace down short-term rentals and do the job. We can't run around and make sure people are abiding to us, self-quarantine. We just don't have the resources to enforce that.
Yeah. We wouldn't even know when they come to town, frankly.
That's right.
I'm sure someone would tell us.
Well. Okay.
I think that worked in the mountain communities where people would come and stay in a cabin or something, but they don't have a beach as an attraction. When people come down here, they don't want to leave their property and go out on the beach.
Well, I think that's the concern, right?
Yeah.
That's the concern of the three citizens.
You hope
people have enough common sense to stay at home.
Well, yeah.
But that's neither here nor there.
That was there, we wouldn't have done any of this stuff, though, right?
Yeah.
So is it will of council that I pass that to the county?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
not ready to add it here, but I'm willing to pass it to the county.
So I'll copy council on that note to Chris Kudrow that it's been brought up by a citizen for quarantines of 14 days for people. I'm not sure what to write in it. I guess the question is, you know, is it for people coming out of the state?
Lawyers make a lot of money.
I'll just say it came up and then let them deal with it because they got a lot
people
more.
People from different zip codes.
Joe,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's different zip codes. That, so.
Joe, can you see if you can get that one from Jackson County?
I can try. I'll call my cousin.
Yeah. I mean, we can find it online, how they wrote it, and then recommend that they consider something. I can do that for council.
Okay. Thank you,
Jack. Okay. It's Friday afternoon. Any more questions? If not, I'm going to release the staff.
I have one more question.
Okay.
That has to do with the parking fine, my understanding is that it's $500. How much of that goes to Lanier, and how much goes back into Curry Beach?
None of it is going to Lanier.
Yeah, we're paying time and material to our Lanier contract, which is not written yet, but that's how it will be written.
We're going to pay them by the hour. So we're not looking to. It's supposed to be a deterrent. We're not looking to try to make cash on it, but it should be a deterrent. And if we have to write one, we'll write it.
So how do we play it, Lanier? We made a budget amendment, then we took it out of the general fund to support that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, this is David Sadler, 624 South 4th Street.
Yes.
I was looking at those metrics that were described, and I personally think they're going to be lagging. How much they're going to lag, I don't know. But I was wondering if you had given any consideration to establishing metrics based off of local resources, like your police, EMT, and firemen. And if a certain percentage of those folks show up infected, then maybe that would be time to close everything down again. That might be a much quicker indicator than what the hospital is going to provide.
So I can tell you if any of our staff is infected, council will meet to discuss that. And if we had a significant portion of our small staff, I would recommend us taking fairly dramatic action.
Okay, I didn't know if you thought about that, but that's great. Sorry to bother you.
No, that's okay.
No, you're not bothering us. No.
And I can tell you that we are measuring temperatures with all the staff, and we are very, very concerned about our staff getting exposed. We're recording if the police or fire interact with someone that reports a temperature. And both chiefs and I are very aware of that, as well as the head of public works and the other department heads.
Yeah, I was only suggesting that you establish a threshold now, and you would say that if we have this percentage show up, then it sounds like that if even one person shows up, that's enough.
Well, if one person shows up, council will talk about it. I understand your question is, should we set a metric now? Not ready to recommend one, but we can definitely talk about that as we move forward. And if we have even one infected employee, council will be discussing it.
And I just want to let you know that the department heads do have contingency plans should they have to send people home because they came in contact with folks. So this has been thought through. It's a good question. The staff is pretty much on it. But we will react if we have a group of problems.
All right. I have one follow-up question based on what you just said. Do you have time?
Well, we're making time. Go ahead.
Okay. When you send somebody home, let's assume that somebody shows up with a fever and you send them home, Are they given any specific guidance or follow-up to help protect their family?
Yes, they work with our personnel director on specific guidelines, both from the CDC and New Hanover County.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And I assume for any...
I have a question.
Name and address.
This is Barry Dockridge at Barney Petrol.
Okay.
And I wonder what the push is to open so quickly. We have beaches to the north of us that are opening. Why don't we watch and see what happens with them for 10 days?
That's a good question. We have watched them for more than seven.
Right. So the push is, we said why we took action. It was based on ensuring access to health care. The hospital has said that they are comfortable and they have metrics to track that. That's all right. I understand. I wasn't there that long ago. The council has taken action because the hospital said they are comfortable with their assuring health care access. Again, a reminder to all our citizens.
From the lag.
I'm sorry.
But you see, between symptoms developing in people who get infected, there's a period of time ranging from several days to up to 2 weeks.
Yes, ma'am, I agree.
Yes, we.
That's what the hospital said as well. You know, I encourage you to write the hospital. We don't pick their metrics or what they do, then we're not going to argue with you on what they
do. But I'm just talking about for us. I'm not interested in arguing. Okay. It just seems we're going to go wrong by going slower.
Just be aware that we have been inundated with information from the county, the health department, across the whole spectrum. It's almost nonstop. I have to charge my phone twice a day because of the alerts and everything that we get, the questions, emails, everything. So we are making this decision based on the best information that we have, the most up-to-date, almost daily, of the information that we receive.
Yeah, so you can always, you can wait for forever. I mean, I think the issue is that what is the responsibility of council? The responsibility of council, as we said in the strategy, ensure health care. Once that's met, then the responsibility of council is to let the citizens have access to their property, right? That beach is a public beach, and it was closed for a reason. That reason, at least from the health care provider's input, is now passed. Okay, if it's passed, then what's council's job? If council's job is to restore access to public property. That's what we're trying to do. And if next week, New Hanover Regional Medical Center says this metric's red and we're concerned, then the beach is going to be reclosed.
Yeah.
And we depend on...
And I completely agree. I think it's without a comfort level. If you're not comfortable, stay home.
You didn't state your name, ma'am, and your address, but thank you.
And there was a note that went out from me today that kind of talked about what's changed. I hope most folks have had the opportunity to see it. And there will be more detail coming out as to this opening based on what we vote on here shortly from Emergency Manager Mayor Pro Tem David Hagler. So is that it, folks? Do we have... We have time for maybe one more question, if somebody has a...
Yeah, this is...
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mike Fertera, Grand Lodge, South Third. I appreciate all the input and everything. I have a comment and a question. First of all, yeah, if you feel that you don't... If you're in that number of high risk, please stay home. I appreciate the movement to open up the beach, because the truth is, there's more people at Walmart than there is walking on the beach strand than we expect. And second of all, my question is, are we really saying that we want to open up emergency services 911 on a private citizen calling because somebody is standing on the beach? That seems like a dangerous line if you want to convert to 911 services.
Listen,
somebody violating that.
If you understand how 911 works here in the county, 911 goes to the county board. The county board directly calls our officer. Our officer goes direct to that. We are not really using any resource or creating any type of hazard. It is designed for that communication, particularly for police forces that are not significantly large. So 911 is not a problem to use. And we do expect people to follow the rules. And if they don't, we need to discuss it with them. So, and I'd like to, we've had questions. We could, and trust me, I know how a lot of people feel because they get a ton of notes. Going back and forth on our particular opinions is not necessarily going to help us here today. We were looking for questions on what we have relative to the recommendation. So if there's a question, let's take that question. And then we're going to have to vote.
Thank you for clarifying about the 911 services.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Barbara Vizio. My husband has called it a couple of times. We're at 337 South Fort Fisher. We live on the beach. Obviously, this is a mess. We have been discussing and debating this for over an hour. So I imagine that the problems with the beach are going to be continuous if our conversations are as they are. People that have been calling in that live here seem mostly against open beach. And only 4 days ago, the mayor put out a letter that said people have options for exercising. The beach is a luxury. We have other places we can walk. Why do we feel pressure to open? The hospitals, of course, say we're okay now. As many other states and cities say, your hospitals are fine now. But as soon as you open things up, the hospitals will be inundated. There is no reason for any of us to enjoy the beach. Me living on the beach, I enjoy it every day when I can. And it kills me to not be out there. I don't know why you people are debating this. As the mayor said, we have other places to exercise. What is the problem with paying clothes? Thank you.
Good afternoon. We're looking for questions. There's been a lot of communication. Yes, I did put out a letter saying why we were acting one way. We are still acting that particular way. We are acting that way. We are following the guidelines of health. We are following the directions from the governor. And we are, where we have latitude, we are using metrics. We are not using emotion. So that is what's changed. That change letter went out today so that people could understand that. And I understand that we will not get 100% happiness. So we are sticking to the metrics. If the metrics change and if people do not follow the rules, that beach can be closed as soon as it was opened. So I would like to not go into more comment or we'll have 75 other comments. But I'm happy to take one more question, and that's only so I can let the staff get out of here.
Hi, this is Teresa, 106 Handy.
Yes?
Mayor, what is your biggest concern? I sent you an email. What is your biggest concern about opening the beach?
My biggest concern about opening the beach is that it will draw people that are not necessarily locals and potentially expose more people to a potential outbreak. That is why the metrics are in place. If an outbreak occurs, first of all, the hospital will see it before us. That'll be point number one, and they will see it on any place in New Hanover County, and they will turn us all off. Or if we see something
I think part of that is, closing down around the parking lot. You know, so it really truly is local that comes. I think that's the right direction to go. We put in the parking lot, we're able to walk on the beach, just like we're able to walk on the path.
And so what is your question?
The only I asked my question.
The only point I would, listen, probably 1,000 or more people go across that bridge every day to go to work. They meet with people, they shop at places, they do everything, they come home. None of us knows where they've been, none of us knows who they've talked to. This is a reasonable way to manage that particular area. You may disagree with me, and I respect that. The council will take a vote on this. It may pass, it may not pass, but I would tell you that this issue that we're talking about, people coming, we want to keep as few people as possible from coming, but that does not preclude the 1,000 that come back and forth every day and meet with thousands of others. So the truth is, as Mayor Pro Tem and Emergency Manager David Hagler said, your health is up to you. If the beach scares you, honest to goodness, then probably you should not go. If you want to get out for get exercise, stay away from as many folks as you can. I don't have any other guidance to offer you. I'm not an expert in those areas, but I can look at metrics. And I can come up to a decision based on the metrics, and I guess that's whether what I will vote the way that I see it, and I'm sure the other gentlemen will vote the way they see it. So we will. Go ahead.
No, I completely agree. I appreciate your comments. I think bottom line is we owe the decisions, and for those folks that are not comfortable, they stay off the beaches. For those folks that are, they walk the beaches. I mean, this is our home. I mean, the beach community is part of what we are, and there's no reason why we should not be able to walk the beach if you're comfortable doing so.
Well, they can walk the beach if they follow the rules, yes. Which is a social.
Yes, I agree.
Right. So, okay, I think we need to bring this to conclusion here. So we had a motion.
Are we good? Just a point of question, are we going to leave the fine? I mean, my motion was
we get to
part of that
fine.
Article 15, so they have to fine at $500. I'm going to make them clear about that.
That's what I recommended to the council.
That's what my motion, we'll make sure everybody understands, that's what my motion carried to the end of the declaration.
Yeah, well, so let's do it in two parts, right? So the first part is the state of emergency, which does authorize up to a $500 civil fine. In the state of emergency. So I'd make a motion we adopt it as presented since no one had significant changes.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions from commissioners?
That's to be effective Monday.
Yes, Monday at noon is what's in there. Yes.
Alan, any other questions?
No, I'm good.
Joseph? John? David?
No, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So then the second business is the ordinance for actual parking during states of emergency. Chief, you had a recommendation based off what the other communities to make sure that ours is above theirs?
If you want to go above theirs, I think the highest so far was 50.
So $75 is, so this is, so the state of emergency allows them to do up to a $500 civil fine. This is for states of emergency. Which is the ordinance that Mandy gave us, and I'll read it to council, and based on what the chief just said, I recommend $75. Kirby's Town Code is hereby amended by adding a section to be number 10.10.50, parking violations during state of emergency, which section reads as follows. During a declaration of state of emergency by the town of Kirby Beach, North Carolina, which closes public parking and or beach access areas, any motor vehicle found parked in violation of this section may be cited for a civil citation in the amount of $75. So that way the the officers can go up to $500, but they have some enforcement less than that. So So that's the motion I'd make for that ordinance, as read.
Questions? 75 too low, too high?
No, I'm fine. 75.
Okay, how about you, John?
That's fine.
No comments?
I'm fine.
All right, so we have a motion. I do not have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. $75 it is, Chief.
So has the county communicated when they're going to meet next week? Because we want our meeting to be after that, I think.
It has not, but I would assume it would be... I think we should probably make a meeting for Monday, because we'll have discussions, and we'll, frankly, on Monday, I would like to hear from the staff on how the first day went.
Fair enough.
Right.
Make a motion we continue this meeting to Monday afternoon at 5 p.m.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Everybody on the phone, thank you very much. Your input is important to all of us.